starting in the parrot, Pigim Lamed Aleph. The case of the Ishtoi, Din of the Worm, Ain Leaving Ixayev, that he's forgoing any rights to her properties. Okay. Hareiz Eichel Peres Bechayeho, Vimesa is Yersha. So even after he wrote that, he still has a right to Paris. He still has a right to Yerusha. Okay. So Im Kain, Lama Kosov La Din of the Worm Ain Libin Yisayach. So what does this formula that he wrote accomplish? And he still has Paris, and he still is Yerush. So he still has. He does have rights to her property. Shemach Ravanosna is Kayim. What he accomplished is that if she does sell it or give it away as a matana, he has went his rights to retrieve it from the person that it was sold to. Now, let's say he wrote Kosov La Din of the Worm Ain Li Bin Ixayich, I have no rights to your property. Paris saying, and the Paris as well. Then Hareza Ainal Echo Paris Bechaya, then he does not have Paris anymore. Vimesa Yarusha, but the Yerusha, he does not lose the rights to Yerusha through that formula. Behuda Emer Loilam Echo Peri Paris. He will have a right to get Peri Paris. So the animal she brings into the marriage is the Karen. It has a child, that's Paris. That child grows up and has a child, that's Peri Paris. So he has a right to Peri Paris. He has to have that full language over there, and that would not touch his schus yerusha still. So she'd be able to sell something, because he said it didn't already leave in Ixayev. Doesn't get any of the Paris or the results of the Paris beyond that, but yerusha still has. Let's say he writes kasul adin of the worm ain libin Ixayev uperi Paris. And Bechayach Ubemoisech, and this applies, he has no rights to her property when she dies as well. Then, he has no rights to the property when she's alive, he has no Paris, and he has no rights to property when she dies, because he said, Bechayach Ubemoisech. So he lost, he said, only. I have no rights to your property even after you die. Shimon Gamilomer, Imesa is Yoshenim. Even so, if she dies, he's Yerusher, B'nei Shemasa Masha Kasabatara, to no bottle. So this arrangement is not effective. The Torah says he's the Yerush. He can't make himself not the Yerush. Okay. Mesach Rashi. In Ken Lamakasav Lo, we're more befarish time. So why does this why is this not effective to lose the rights to the Paris, and it is effective to allow her to sell it? We'll say what that is. So what's Machlokes in the Tanakhama and Meshimer Gamliel? Whether we look at Yerusha as a Baal, it's Dinder Reis or Dinder Abonin. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah the Din of Yerusha as a Baal. Meshimer Gamliel holds except for Yerusha as a Baal is the Reis. Okay. He says, the pasuk says in the Seder Yerusha that the person that dies without a son, so then Yerusha goes to the daughter. Then it continues in the list and says if he doesn't have that, it goes to his brothers. He doesn't mention the father.
Wouldn't it go to the father first?
It does, but it doesn't mention the father. That's a good question. Why it doesn't mention the father? But it doesn't mention the father. Pasuk ches kapitel chavzayim pasuk ches v'ben isol t'ver ish kimus uben en loy v'arat v'nachal zol v'itoy. So, okay. So v'men loy bas v'nesatam v'nachal zol le'achov v'en loy achim v'nesatam v'nachal zol le'achay aviv. V'men achim l'aviv v'nesatam v'nachal zol li'sheroi akarabi lo v'mishvatoy v'yirashu yisoh. You give it to the closest relative from his family, which is the means from the father's side, and v'yirash oisah, and they'll be yirish it. Right. So pashas, that's going back on the nachala, right? Which is so b'mein achim la'avi, but nesatem is nachala. So you take his nachala, you give it to the sheroi karobi lo mishatoy v'yirash oisah, and that relative, which is the closest relative from his mishpacha, will be yarish it, referring to the nachala. Okay, so that's the pasha touch on the pasuk. But Yishim Real says, "Hi, v'yirashu saw yaseiruhu l'drasha." So the yirashu saw is extra. And the pasuk could have said, but like it says in the pasuk before, "V'meina loyachim l'satam nachala soy lachi aviv." V'meina lobas l'satam nachala soy leachov. What did Yerusha saw? All of a sudden, the parallel construct in the two pesukim before just says you give the nachla to that individual. So you give the nachla. We don't need Yerusha. So he does it like this: the drasha sheish yerush es sheiroi mesheiroi zu ishtai. So we know that the word sheroi, his close relative, can refer to his wife. So birashi, so he will be yerush her, referring back to the word sheroi earlier in the pasuk. So the pasuk really has two totally separate thoughts. You give, if he doesn't have a son, a daughter, brother, uncles. So you find the closest relative in his father's family, and you give the nachla to that person. Then we darshan a new thought: l'sheiroi v'yirash yisoh. He will be yirish his she'er boser. The pasuk, when it says the word sheiroi earlier in the pasuk, it's not referring to the wife. The doksiv and satim nachla said l'sheiroi. It's not saying that the wife is Yerushim, because it says Hakarev Elab Mimishpachtoy from his mishpacha, referring to the family relations. Okay, so the Peshut Shomikra is not referring to the wife at all. But Mio Gabi Kro Yaseiru the Biyirashi saw the Shin and Hochi in regards to the extra two words at the end. Which is a new thought. We darshan like this: Nesatam nachla soy l'karev elav mishatoy. One din, kama sheiroi v'yirash yisoh sheish yerush es ishto. Okay, so therefore, if it's a din d'oraisa, so you can't remove yourself from it. It happens whether you like it or not. Kol masna abba peris. To count the Rabbanan, he umatzi lasnuye elayo. But the Paris, which he gets, the Paris thinks, well, look, but when she's alive, that's a dinder Rabbanan, so he can say, I want to forgo that. So the phrase over here, just want to clarify a few things in the Mishnah. So that is true when you deal with hichlus tanoyim. You have a transaction, and you're making a tanai. So you can't you cannot make a tanai on in the transaction against something which is part of the din of the Torah. A person wants to be mekadosh an isha on the condition that he doesn't enter into the chiyum of the Torah for marriage. Sher ksusa noina. So we say kol masma shekasav Torah to no bata. You cannot. If the Torah says that the arrangement of marriage requires these responsibilities, so he cannot make a tanai that he has to remove them. However, Meir says that Dabar Shem Amam, it works. So one man's Makadosh woman, Amanas, he doesn't have a chiyuv of share ksus and oino. So Chazal understand that that's referring to a chiyuv of mezonos, a chiyuv of making sure she has what to wear, and oino is conjugal relations, so he can they can make that arrangement, and she can forgo her rights to share and ksus, but the chiyuv of oino is still there. Shimon Mills over here is saying that Yerusha, he's not necessarily arguing with the mayor on that point. Yerusha is not it's not a regular concept at the moment. It's not a transaction between two people. I have a right to define a transaction. The Torah put transactions into the purview of individuals, and they said through the process of Tanai, we can make the transaction under any conditions that we want to do when it comes to Mominus. Yerusha is not a transaction between two people. It's not the one who's passing away is passing the Yerusha to somebody else. So the woman says, you know, I'm going to arrange that when I die, my Yerusha doesn't transfer to you. The words don't make any sense. It's not her transferring the Yerusha. Father says, I'm going to arrange when I die that the Yerusha doesn't transfer to my children. He can give him a tala to right? He can designate some people to be Yerushim. But to forgo the concept of Yerusha, says, you know, when the child's born, says, listen, you were born on the condition that, you know, when I die, you don't get Yerusha. The words don't make any sense. So you should say, you can't, so the phrase I hear of Tanai is not really the correct phrase. It's not within your power to do this, because it's not a transaction which belongs to you. That's one thing. The second issue which we have here in the Mishnah, we're going to see as we go through the Gemara exactly at what point in time can he make these arrangements. A case of Le'ishtoi, what exactly is, in other words, will these arrangements work once he's already married and he has the exclusive? Or do these arrangements only work before the Kedushin, or after the Erisin, before the Nesuin? Once a person has something, you can't be Mechilat. Right? In the sense, it's mechila works on something which you don't have. Person has a schus to get a chayv, so he can forego the right to get the chayv. He already has the pears. He has dinim on the pears. They're his. Right? They will be coming, but he already owns all of the halachas of pears. That's not just a shibud in the sense of it's a right to collect a chayv. He's collecting a chayv every time he takes pears. Every property that she has, the arrangement right now is that he owns the pears. So I want to be merkel. I own the table. I want to merkel the table to you. The words are making sense. I can't be merkel the table to you. I can sell you the table. I can be makna the table to you. I can't be merkel the table. Right? I own it. Once I own the table, it's mine. If I have a shibud to collect the table from you, so I have a concept of mechila, I'm forgoing my shibud. Pears is not a shibud. It's upset. It's Paris is we enter into a partnership, right? Not a husband and wife. We buy a car together, and you said, "Listen, I don't really need the car for the next few years. I just want to have it for my son." Right now, you have all the rights of usage of the car, so I own the usage. It's upset. I have you own the car, and I have a shibud on you. I own the usage. That was the arrangement. I own the Paris, and you own the goof. So now I'm Michael the Paris to you. The words don't make any sense. So how exactly are you moichel the Paris away? So he says, "Dindorim only be desayich when Paris saved." So what does that mean? Justin Moore is going to grapple with you. That how does this is a process of a siluk? The person is being masalik himself. It's not a haknoa. It's just being masalik himself, which functions along the lines of a mechila. At what point can you do that? Okay.
The fact that the person may not come and collect on it.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
That's not really that important, really.
It's his, whether he likes it or not.
Right.
When the field produces papers, they're his. You know, doesn't take them. They don't belong to her. Okay. Okay. Tani Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya says in the Mishnah, instead of the Gemara, instead of saying Hakaisa Lishta, Ha'armer Lishta, see, he has the version that even with the Mira, it works. Okay. Fine. So you don't need the Kaisa Lishta means he's making some type of a star. He says that this action works even without any type of a star, just by saying it, any type of kinyan, there's no kinyan suit or nothing, just saying it alone works. Mor says, you know what? I have no idea how this thing works, even if you write it. A person says to somebody, I have no, it's his field. Says, I have no rights in this field anymore, or I have nothing to do with it, or I'm a suluk from it. It's nothing. Lamer klum. It doesn't work. So exactly how in the world are you going to do this process? He owns the payers; they're his. All right. He says, "Well, I have no din of the worm on them. The words don't make any sense." So Amr the Yerbianai because of Vayda Rusa. So since he doesn't get the rights to the payers until after the Nusulin. So now he has a schus to get them in the future, and he's removing himself from the schus to get something in the future. So that's when it works. And that's where he says, to do that, you don't need a kinyan, so you don't need a star. It's not a haknoa. It's a shiva that he's going to get in the future. Person says, you know, person has a chayv in somebody. He says, "Moichel the chayv." Oh, you didn't write it up. So it's not a mechila. Mechila's not doing writing. So why are you writing for this? So you don't need kaisav. Omer is good enough. Kidder of Kahana. Damer of Kahana. Nachla haba la adam imokam acher adam masale shlo yoshena. Okay. Now, Rashi is going to say that the language of Nachla is not really the 100% correct language, because it's not referring to Nachla in the sense of Yerusha. It means a person, something the person is going to get through actions that he does, not through the regular process of Yerusha, but items a person is going to get because of, for example, marriage. A person has the ability to arrange that he shouldn't get it. Right? So you don't have it yet, you can arrange, you won't get it. Person has the right to say, I don't want tekana tekamim. They made it tekana. I don't want it. Okay.
And that he still doesn't need in writing.
He still doesn't need in writing, correct. And Morris says, Maki Gunzu, when Rubba says like this, so what was he referring to as an example of his concept? Okay. Dhamma Rubba, Omer Yevchim, the Kanaz Chavim, Kigunzu, Shaman Loik, Maki Gunzu, Kid Rubba, Huna Murav. Dhamma Huna Murav, Rubba was referring to the statement that Rav had said, Rubba's saying that's based on this concept, and therefore something similar would also work. What's the case of Rav? What's Rav's case? Yechel Isha Shatar, the Baal. So that the woman could say to the chomer masakin that the husband has to give her support. The chomer masakin that her masidayim goes to the husband in compensation for his support. See, otherwise he'll feel there's a concern like we had before of Ava. If he has to support her and not get her Masi Yadayim, he will be a little bit upset. He's giving all the support and everything she's making, she keeps herself. But the main point over here wasn't that he gets the Masi Yadayim and he gives her support. It's all the way around. The main purpose over here was he should give her support. The Masi Yadayim are secondary to that. So a woman can say, you know, the main purpose over here is I should get support. I don't want the support. I'm forgoing my rights to any support. And I'll keep my Masi Yadayim, which is only secondary to that. Okay, so she's right to say that the Mor says, if that's true, so it's at the we're arguing with the this idea over here is because the Chomer Masakin for the protection of the husband to give him the Paris, and he has the right to be removed at Takanas Chomim. So what was your question? It's not Mechila. It's a different din. The Chomer Masakin something, and you were right to remove yourself from the Takanas Chomim. Okay. So Amar Abaya, Nesua is Yada Ki Yada. So it's once they're married already, once it's Nesuin, it's not a right that he's going to collect from her. He gets an ownership equal to her in the property. He's a shutim in the property. He owns the payers of the property. It's an ownership already. So once Chavim made a Takana, so Mazarnas, she doesn't own the Mazarnas. It's a Sheba that she has on the husband to get Mazarnas. So a Sheba is something which will come in the future. She doesn't have it yet. She has a skus to be Tevea Mazarnas from him. So she now can go any point in time and say, I am being Michael, my skus to be Goyven. Right? I, the Chomer said, it may the Sakana, maybe you cannot remove yourself from that. You can't remove yourself from Yerusha, you can't remove yourself from the Sakana Sakana to get Mazarnas. No, it was made for her benefit. She has the right to say she wants to remove herself from that schus. But it's a Shibu. But over here he owns it, it's Yadak Yadak. He owns it equally, he has equal ownership in the property as much as she does. He owns something in the property, so you can't remove that, even if it's for your benefit, it's a Sakana Sakana, but once you own it, you own it. And he cannot be meichelit. Rav Amar Yodoy Adifa Miyoda. Not only is he has an ownership in the property, but actually his ownership is even stronger than her ownership. Okay, Mor says so. Nafkamina. What was the difference between Abaya and Rava? Whether you say Yada is Ki Yada or Yada Adifa Mi Yada is the Shemeris Yava. So
only after the husband dies.
In the case where she got properties as a Shemeris Yava and he tells her, "Dinu devarim ein li benitzayich." So, do we look at the state of Shemeres Yavam as equal to Arusa, and therefore he has his ability to forgo the rights, the property, before he does the Yibum? Or Shemeres Yavam, since it's an extension of the Shusim that the mace had in her property, the case of the mace was already, I guess the case of the mace was already after Nesuin, so it would come out that the rights of the husband in the property, and therefore the rights of the Yavam in the property, according to Rava, are strong enough that he can't forgo them. He would be the one who has the rights to it, to be merishit to his brother, as opposed to her family getting the rights to it. So it's Yadoy is Adifa Miyadoy. I think it's the Heshman.
Does he have to stipulate this before he dies? He's dead.
No. The question is, Reuven died, and now she's awaiting Yibum from Shimon, right? And during that period of time,
she inherited.
And during that period of time, Shimon wants to forgo his rights that he's going to get in her property when he does Yibum.
Shimon wants to right. Forgo. Okay.
But Yibum is the concept that the Yavam takes over the rights of the mace. So if we look at that, the husband's rights to the property when they were married is that he has a stronger ownership than her. So the Yavam is going to take over that. So then when he dies, the Yerusha goes to his family, not to hers, because he's really the main owner. So therefore the Yavam already owns it. if you look at the ownership is that they're equal, so there's some sklusim which would go over, as it were, to her and to her side. So then the yavam can forgo whatever rights right now she has. He doesn't have them yet, so he can forgo that. So when you say yada, divim yada, so it means when she was married to Reuven, Reuven had more ownership in the property than she did. So how can the person who takes over his rights forgo them? The Yerusha went to him already. Went to Shimon already. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Do you know the part? Why those two words?
Din is I'm going to din, and tomorrow means I have no claim. Why exactly that lashon? It's interesting. Tosis brings that there are actually languages which are stronger than din of dvarim. So we'll see. But I don't remember all the details of the places. It's important places over here. But look, let me look at it. Let's see Rashi.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is he able, not forgo the rights, but he must have a mark here?
That's what I was thinking.
So here's, is he forgoing the rights? Because he doesn't have ownership in these pairs. The mark here, is I'm here right.
Yeah, but didn't represent the language of Mafkir.
Okay, but
right.
Would the Dindi would be able to? So that's the.
But you can't be Mafkir them to her.
Right. So if it was Mafkir, I'm not hereby for Mafkiring all the things that would come to her.
Well, so the problem is that there's a problem of being you cannot be Mafkir Dabar Shel Belaylom. You can be Mafkir what's there. You cannot be Mafkir which will come. You can't make a hefker on that.
Specifically for her. So that point, this is rights that he's
forgotten. Right, so there is, but the point over here is he's trying to, let's say, remove himself to any source to get the payers in the future, so Hefker wouldn't work for that either.
Right, okay.
Because he can't be Mafker, double shall belong them.
Okay. So the Yavam here, we're talking that they do belong to one.
She has property she brought into the marriage.
Right.
Now he's going to do yibum. See, he's going to take over the rights of the mace. So those properties that nisimalug, he wants to say that he's going to. This is like she's an arusa. I'm going to din of dvarim. I'll be nixayich. I won't get the rights to the payers when we get married. Right? So, well, it doesn't work like that because since the mace already had them, and when he through the process of yibum, he takes over the rights of the mace, so he has them. The din yerusha, the mace is the one who owns it more than the isha already. If you don't give me yodah, so. Beaker goes over to his side, so even before the yibum, he already has schusim in it. So it's too late. Let's see Rashi. Tanur Rechia Ha'Omer Lishta. Well, Tani Kaisev. He has the version of in his version. It says just saying it. Dashvin and the Bebir Ba'alma Nami Solik Nafshe Beloishum Kinyan Uksiva. Just by saying it, he's able to remove himself. Whatever the mission says is effective, it'll be effective with just the mirror alone, without any kinyan. And the more asks the question, my hobby, how does ksiva or amira, the whole thing, how does it work? Because it says armor lechabei, right? Then sadas al shutvin, two people are shutvin. Armor haechad lechabei, right? Echemin and neshalas alalu, bein ksiva, bein amira. Uses one of these languages, whether it was a case of ksiva, where they did it through ksiva or amira. So loyer maklum, then kan loshem matana. He can give a matana, but these languages are not a language of matana. They're languages of being misalik himself. You cannot be misalik something that you own. You cannot be misalik yourself from an item. So I answered. The Rebbe Yonah said that because the Rebbe Yonah Rusa. Bari Misha Karka Shaloi, Ubar Litnoi Lichamei, right? That's true. Once he owns something and he wants to give it away, Sarach Loshen Matana, it has to be a language of Matana. Now, season because of law, Ad Shaloi Zochav and Nechosim, he's writing it before he gets the rights. And he's making an arrangement that when he marries her, does it in Suwin, he should not get the rights. He doesn't own them. So he doesn't have to give it away. He doesn't need a language of Matana because he doesn't own them yet. He's just forgoing the rights to get them. And that's Rav Kahana. Says that Nachla Habol Lada Mimokam Acher Shena Yerushas Avoysov El Ayre Maisav Tavolay. It's something which he will get a rights to, not something which comes through Yerusha. But Yerusha also is something he'll get in the future, but it comes through a process of Yerusha. This is something he will get through his actions. Regarding Nachla's Ishtoi Habol Lada Ayre Nesuin Shaloy. So the rights to the Nachla of his wife, which comes through Nesuin. The whole Mishum Tikanta Diday. Tikkun Rabbanan, so that's for his benefit. Huba Limchol Aleha, he wants to be Moichol that right to get it. Moichol Kirav Huna. The Tabasi person got something through Tikkun Rabbanan, which they made for the individual's benefit. Vayna Tabasi, the person says, I don't find it as a benefit, I don't want it. It works. Going to come on the forest. A hike itmar. It'll explain what that is. I don't know why Rashi has to say that because the next Rashi is going to. But it works. Mike going to. And hecha amar Rabba. Where did Rabba? Where was Rabba said? That just like that case works. These cases work also. What's that case? Kiravuna. A mazonah should take the leisha takas ma'asidah. It's referring to the law that the woman gets mazonahs. In exchange for her ma'asi yadayim, the amrab yevshi with the kana zu shetikta chacham l'tevasi. I don't want this kana chacham made for my benefit. Shechashal chal nashim, they were concerned for women. Zimin the lusapik lahu safki lahu mezonis ma'asi yadayim. Maybe they won't be able to make enough ma'asi yadayim to get have what to eat. Utitu behen lahen mezonis. Therefore, chadamur sakin, the husband must give her mezonis. And then, ma'asiyadein lebal. Then, and then is a compensation for that. Chavur masakam ma'asiyadein go to the bal. So ni any tzricha l'kach. The woman says, "I don't want this." Munegas ani ve'yev she lost his malach. I'm a delicate person, and I don't want it to work. What's the mezonis? I'll figure it out. Absolutely mezonis. Yes, umnas yikara. Yes, so can I mezonis? Or the opposite? I'm very, very skilled, and I can make tremendous amounts. I'd rather keep my ma'asi yadayim and get the mezonis, pay for the mezonis myself, and I'll keep the rest. Okay, so that works. The reason why this works is because it's a tekana. And you're able to remove the forgo the tekana. So my itzuk the Rabbi Yehuda looked because of the better rusa filling a tsunami. If it's not so much a person owns intrinsically, it's only through tekana. You can be machol tekana even once it's in effect. So yada ki yada. Once he's in the suwa, he has equal rights to it already. He owns it already. Real kishutav behen, he's an owner in it. Kibin the chasim shaloi. Once it's his, sarach loshen matana. Vein moel ba loshen dinu devar. The language of forgoing rights to make claims doesn't make sense once you own it already. Okay.
She owns it even if she doesn't go collect on it.
I'm sorry, what?
She doesn't go collect. If she doesn't go collect on it, she still owns it. That's the bottom line.
He owns it. Yeah. He doesn't collect it, right? Nafkin of the Shemeres Yavim. So the difference will be by Shemeres Yavim. So Grashi. Climber. Linyan dinu devarim lo pligi. The buyer's version of Yodah Kiyodah, Rabbah's version of Yodah, Divim Yodah, will make no difference in regards to the regular case of Din of Devarim. The Ben Yodah Kiyodah, Ben Yodah, Divim Yodah, Ein Moel Bo Loshin Din of Devarim, Lasalka. So either way, he has no way, once she's in a Suah, so the husband gets the rights, actually owns the property. So the language of siluk will not work. You need the language of matana. But where is the difference? Put the divide of a lingin shemeres yavam. It's relevant to shemeres yavam. We have almost ifliga ba baiver of perikach relevance. Kamasisin. The Pirkan Deliel, we had the Mishnah before, which says Shemeres Yav Be'isha in the last parak Ha'isha Shemeres Yav Shanabla in the Chasim. So she received properties. It's called a Mesa Ma'yasa B'Ksubasa. So what happens, then she dies as a Shemeres Yav. If we go by Be'isha Mesilu, and the Hutzim Hashem Hesilu, what you do with the property that she got. Wukir Abayah Plutayu, Abayu and Yavamas learned that Machloik is of Hashem Hesilu is referring to the following case. Bishanaf Hodor Kishihi Tachtov. The Baal, Bechaya Baal Arish. It's referring to properties which came to her while she's in a Suwa by the first husband. Okay. So Baya says that the rights of the husband and the rights of the woman are equal. So now the husband dies. Then she's in a state of Yibum, and then she dies. Ashlonis Yabam. So now your sheho and your shehabal shneim boyim nirush. So we have two people coming together to get the rights to this property. One is her yarshim, one is his yarshim. Zemikayach achoyso bezemikayach achiv. So the brother, he has no children. That's why there's yibum. So assuming that she had not been married beforehand, so she has no children either. So now his brothers are coming to say, well, the property belonged to my brother. She brought it into the marriage, and now it belongs, once she brought the marriage, it belongs to my brother. And we get the Yerusha. Her family, her relatives, her brothers are saying that no, it belonged to our sister, and she doesn't have any yarshim, so we're the yarshim. So it was property which belonged to her, so we yarish her. So in that case, the Beshame Chaluk Adifa. So Beshame says Yachloik, and that's what Beshame says Yachloik. The Beshilo Chazaka Kamaisa Adifa. Beshilo says no, we should go Baser Chazaka. So the Nitzim Alug, she has owns the goof. So the goof was assumed to be belong to the Yerusha, meaning from her side as opposed to Yerusha Abel. Okay, that's a Baya learns. That's the case. So the property came to her when she was by the first husband, but since the ownership of the husband and the wife are equal, we can have this machloikas. What do you do? Beishami says yachloiku. Beishil says the even so, her chazak on the property, since she owns the goof, is better.
So it's, I understand, I mean, they're not equal. Yudah's greater than his.
When it comes to this element of Yerusha, Beis Hillel says the Chazaka Kamaisa will be Machriya, because that's it was, I mean, if Yerusha came to her family, it means it came to her family from, came to her, it means it came from her father's side. So it came in, and he has not wrested it away from her rights, that it shouldn't continue to stay into her family. But the so her ownership in the goof is enough to say, that's correct what I'm saying, okay, the ownership in the goof is enough to say, since it came in, she got Yerusha, which means she got it from her family to her, and now she's dying, it should stay on her side, because the husband did not wrest it away from her enough to say that her family shouldn't get it. Okay, Polig Rabba Adabaya. Rabba says no. Darman enough of all because she talked of the Kuli Alma Yada Shabala Tifim Yada. No, if it came to her when they were married, so the husband's power over the property is stronger than hers, and it left the Cheskas Yarshe Ha'av, and it went into the Rishus of the Baal. And now his Yarshim should get it. Shemais Omer Echov Liyabim Mivakaymoy. Real Kamoyso. So now the Yavim was going to take that over. And Elamai what? V Mesa, because Shemers Yavim, Ainly Yosheb, and Klum. Masisan, the Beshame, Benafalo, because he Shemers Yavim. So the Beshame, which says Yachloiku, would only make sense in a case where that it came to her as a Shemer Yavim, and Basila would say that those properties remain Becheskes Yerushei Ha'av. Okay, let's hold it here.